Thursday morning, 8:14, Dr. B joins us, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to talk about the importance of visiting your primary care provider. How you doing, Dr. B? Good morning.
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm okay, sir. So if you haven't visited your primary care provider this year, you really ought to schedule an appointment. Dr. B from People's Health is going to discuss primary care and share five tips for making the most of your next visit. I guess before we talk about tips, we should talk about what is a primary care provider.
Yeah, absolutely. So a primary care provider, we call ourselves PCPs, because I am one. We really are kind of your best friend for good health. And what we do is we practice general health care. You can see us for a lot of different things, but in particular, we focus a lot on preventative care. And that may include things like vaccinations or healthy living recommendations. But then we also treat a whole host of illnesses, you know, things that are simple like sinus infections or the flu or, you know, other types of infections. But we also help you manage all of your chronic health conditions, things like diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease.
And primary care physicians or providers are not only for elderly people, right?
No, not at all. In fact, everybody should have a primary care provider.
Why is it so important to have a primary care provider?
Yeah, so, you know, through these regular visits that you have with your PCP, they really get to know you and they get to know what's going on with your health and what your history is. That really lets them monitor any changes that happen in your health over time. And that way we can kind of develop a more specific and personalized plan of care for you. And we really, like I said, we help manage your overall care, but on occasion, we're going to have to send you out to somebody else for specialized care, and we can actually help to coordinate that as well. We're going to help you stay up to date with all of your immunizations and health screenings as well. So it's really a whole host of things that we tackle.
How often are you supposed to visit your PCP?
Yeah, this is something a lot of people forget, but everyone who's 30 years or older really needs to have a PCP visit at least once a year for your annual checkup. And then for those people that have chronic conditions, things like diabetes or high blood pressure, you might actually need additional appointments throughout the year to see your PCP.
Why is that?
Well, really, you know, if you've got one of those long-lasting health conditions, you really do need that personalized and kind of holistic plan of care. And, you know, it's going to include a whole host of things. Definitely, you know, medical services and maybe prescription drugs. But in particular, things like healthy living recommendations to really, you know, make your life better and control any disease you may have better. And we're going to help you develop that treatment plan and then guide you through it. So, you know, when you do follow up with your PCP, we're going to check how well you're doing with your treatment. Are you taking your medications? Do you have any new symptoms? Do you have any side effects from those medications as well? And then we can make adjustments to that plan throughout the year to make you feel better and be better.
All right, let's get to some tips about making the most of your primary care appointments. Tip number one.
Yeah, so this is really important. So I always tell people to prepare in advance for your appointment. And, you know, don't just walk in the door and not know what you're going to talk about. So when you schedule that appointment, you know, first and foremost, make sure that your doctor takes your insurance. You don't want to get stuck with a big healthcare bill. And then, you know, request any accommodations you might need. So, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, make sure you know how to access the building. If you need a translator, make sure that that is set up as well. And if you want to bring a family member with you, make sure that you've arranged that with them. And then on the day of the appointment, make sure you bring everything you need. So bring your insurance card, a valid ID, and then a list of all your medications. And this is really important. You know, that list needs to include any over-the-counter items you're taking, things like vitamins or supplements or even over-the-counter medications. And I tell people, really bring all your medication bottles in with you for that first appointment so we can take a look at them and actually read directly what's on the labels.
So why is it so important that you bring them in with you?
Yeah, it's critical. People don't always remember what they're taking, especially some of those over-the-counter medicines that they may be taking. And sometimes they can interact with each other and they can cause a lot of dangerous side effects. And so your PCP can really review everything you're taking and find any potential problems and make adjustments as needed. And then knowing that full medication routine makes it easier for us to adjust the medications or address any sort of side effects that you may be having.
Anything else you should bring to your appointment with your PCP?
Yeah, you know, it's important to bring a notepad with you. And on that notepad, you want to list the questions that you're going to ask your PCP, because visits can be very quick and rapid, and you don't want to forget something that's really important or spend time, you know, trying to remember what you wanted to ask your doctor about. So, you know, jot down your three or four top priority questions, so in case you don't have time to discuss everything, you're hitting those high points. And if you're visiting a brand new provider, you also want to jot down some things about your own personal medical history, but also any family history that you have, because that's going to be really important. A lot of diseases run in families. We may want to screen you for some of those if we know that you've got a mom, dad, brother, or sister that has a certain health condition.
All right, 8:20 now, and it's Thursday morning, talking to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about the importance of seeing your primary care provider and five tips to make the most of your visit. We've already gone through tip number one. We'll pick it up with number two when we come back. Right now, traffic, WWL. 26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B. Not to be disagreeable or anything, but I think the jolly bearded fellow will be in Lafayette today, and that's Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace. He'll be with Newell Norman today. You heard the promo there. Let's talk about primary care providers and some tips to make the most out of your visit. What's your second tip, Dr. B?
Yeah, so you want to try to arrive early to your appointment if possible. And the main reason for that is you really want to maximize your time that you have with your PCP. Make sure that the visit isn't rushed and you're addressing all of those questions that you have. And, you know, build in time for unexpected delays or you know, things like traffic, or if you've got to park and walk over to the clinic as well. And then some offices have online check-in where you can actually fill out your paperwork in advance. That'll save you a little bit of time and keep you from waiting in the waiting room for too long.
What about tip number three?
Yeah, so this is really important. You want to make sure you answer your doctor's questions honestly. And, you know, when you're asked about lifestyle, you might be tempted to say what you think we want to hear. Mm-hmm. But really, you get the best care when your PCP knows the full picture of your health and all of your habits. So, you know, for example, if you smoke or you drink alcohol, you want to tell your doctor about that and be honest about the amount that you do that. Also, if you have trouble taking any of your medications consistently, or maybe you're not taking your medications because of a side effect, you want to tell us about that as well.
And I would think you probably might want to do a little audit of your activities before you go, so you realize maybe just exactly how much you do drink.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes that visit's an opportunity to really reflect a little bit. And, you know, so that's why it's so important to be honest, because we'll tell you what we think about it.
I have a drink a day. Well, wait, maybe more like two a day. Well, actually, you know, come to think about it, I get hammered every night. And I'm just saying that is the kind of thing you need to be honest with your doctor about. How about tip number four?
Yeah, so don't be afraid to ask us questions. You know, I have a lot of visits where people don't say very much, but it's really important to ask any questions that you have. You know, we cover a lot of information, usually pretty quickly. Sometimes you can get confused, and your PCP should not mind explaining or repeating something, but you've got to ask us about that. That's really critical.
And how about your final tip?
Yeah, so that notepad that you brought, you can also take notes on it. And it's important because a lot of things do happen in the visit. You want to make sure you walk out of there knowing what was discussed. So if any new medications are started, you can write down the instructions. We're usually going to give you healthy living recommendations, so you can write that down. And then also follow-up appointments, dates of future appointments, or if we've had to refer you to a specialist. And one thing to keep in mind now, most clinics should be giving you a printout of everything that happened in the visit as well, so that's going to help a little bit.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, really, primary care is essential to staying healthy. It's really important to aging well. So even if you've got a really busy schedule like so many people do, try to make time for a PCP visit. You've got 9 weeks left in the year. It's a huge investment in your health. So it's really, really important.
So tell me about today. Where y'all going to be in Lafayette?
Yeah, so we're going to be at 318 Gilbo Road for the grand opening of Primary Care Plus in Lafayette. Well, I'm really excited about it. I saw Newell last night. I know I'm going to see him this morning.
At the pre-party, right? The sponsors party?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
The pre-party, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dr. B. Appreciate it as always. Y'all can find out more about People's Health at the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie. Open enrollment underway. It's located at 3017 Vets next to Party City. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. You can always go to peopleshealth.com or call People's Health at 1-800-978-9765. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints-Chargers game coming up and the injury report. Right now, time for WWL First News.